to your argument, I would just use the three words really: agitate, educate, organise. I mean, you can see this as the agitation. The Nui Dubu is part of the education. And then hopefully what comes out of there is more organisation. That's the way I see it anyway, on that one. Was there a question up here about the National Front and how they see the workers' reform, the new laws? Is that what you're implying?
No, I was talking more about the UMP, you know, like the sort of Tory equivalent.
Oh, the Tory equivalent, yeah. Well, they would be very much in favour of the new reforms because they're pro-business, you see, and they see it as a way of making businesses more competitive. You can drive down workers' demands and you can increase your profits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're looking for.
Can I ask a subsidiary on that then? Because I think what the issue is that they're calling for a no confidence vote on the back of this.
Oh yeah, because they see an opportunity. They see Holland is in a very weak position now. So what does the opposition do when they see him? They go for the jugular. So this is exactly what they're there. But of course they have to rely on rebel MPs. Now, will those rebels bring down their own government? I don't think they will, so I don't think that's going to happen. What did you say? I mean, somebody's referring to, well, in Austria, you do have the growth of the Freedom Party, which is a very right-wing party, and it's very worrying times in Austria, there's no doubt about it. And there will be Nazis in the Freedom Party, Austria. There'll be Nazis in Marine Le Pen's party. But of course, a lot of the times, because they're an electoral party, they have to try and keep themselves hidden, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they turn out in suits and ties and
all
that sort of things to try and make themselves more electable. Tone it down a little bit when they're talking to the general public and then hike it up when they're talking to their own supporters. Oh yes, there will be Nazis. I mean, why haven't they been seen up? I think somebody was referring to why can't, well, you can't, they're very, very large in France. I mean, when you think about the EDL in this country, we went to Rotherham, there's like 30 of them.
Mm.
You know, and there's like 60 or 90 of us. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, there's no problem. You can see them off, you know. Up they go. You turn out with a demo in France, that's not the case. There'll be thousands of them. There might well be thousands of you, but it'll be thousands of them. That's very worrying, you know, if you're in a demonstration in France against the National Front or against the fascists. So I'm afraid they've been allowed to grow. They're too big now just to sort of try and drive them off the streets. They're far too big. I mean, you might argue that we've done well. You know, things like the Anti-Nazi League, and I think, have done very well in keeping the number of fascists to very tiny numbers in this country. I mean, people might argue that, you know, just the fascists don't grow in this country. But I mean, you've only got to look back to Cable Street and Oswald Mosley.
Right.
The potential. I think we've actually done rather a good job at keeping them small. If you keep them small, like, I mean, they have national turnouts and like 30 of them turn out. I mean, they're pathetic at the moment, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way we want them. We want them just like that.
That's right.
So there's no fear when we turn up. You know, we don't get people to turn up. But the drivers, I mean, I think James answered it quite, you know, the drivers are, they do have the tradition. They almost expect it, you know, somebody takes the... And also, of course, the Communist parties and Trotskyist parties are very large in France. One of the spin-offs with having quite a large far right is you do have a large far left as well. That's one of, it's odd to say one of the bonuses, but that's what happens. I mean, the openly Trotskyist presidential candidate... the last presidential election got 1 million votes. So that's 1 million people voted for Trotsky as president. So they do have large communist and Trotskyist parties.
Mm-hmm.
So there are these people around who are committed to Marx's idea of workers' revolution. I'm glad you. I forgot about the doctors. You see, the miners, I felt, was the war against the neoliberal agenda. In my opinion, it was the war against it. We may not have realised it at the time, but looking back on it, they went down to defeat after a year, and that's when the neoliberal agenda, you know, moved in, deregulation, privatisation, and that's what we've been suffering from. Now, I see the doctors as another key strike, you know, another focus, because this one is against privatisation, you know, privatisation of hospitals and schools as well. And we see this as another key dispute. So I think it's very important that we throw our weight behind the doctors and the teachers on this, because if they fail, then I think you could find that capital will move on and start privatising schools and hospitals.
Okay.
Yeah.